Now Fiona Kelly rejoins us to tell us what it says in Friday's papers.
This will be the worst day since the crash. That's the ominous headline on the front of today's Irish Daily Mail, which has paraphrased comments made by economist Dan O'Brien yesterday, in which he said that while the economic crash in 2008 blew the roof off the house, Donald Trump's proposed tariffs could pull out the foundation of the Irish economy. The paper also quotes remarks which Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue made on last night's primetime, saying that he wanted to underline the scale of the shock we could face. In its coverage of the tariff story, the Irish Examiner runs with the line that a new credit union report on consumer sentiment has found that households' confidence in the economy has fallen to a 10-month low, with the prospect of a trade war with the US cited as a major concern, along with the potential for price hikes. The impact which the rising cost of living is having on migrants informs a new report from the ESRI, which the Irish Independent runs with as its lead story. The primary finding was that migrants here are more likely to be in work than Irish-born people, but they're also more likely to face greater poverty. A hard-hitting address by the chairman of Ishke Éireann, in which he says that a new approach from government and leadership from the very top is needed to meet housing targets, generates the lead story in the Irish Times. Speaking at a conference on urbanism in Dublin, Gerry Grant described the state's water and sewage system as being in a desperate state because of extraordinary complacency and passive indifference around investment in infrastructure. Depraved, that's the one word headline over the pictures of the three men who were jailed yesterday for between 13 and 15 years for what Mr. Justice Paul Burns described as the cruel, cynical and depraved rape of a woman they met at a nightclub in Dublin in August 2019. The ongoing search for missing Kerry farmer Michael Gain is carried on the front of the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. And the Belfast Telegraph leads today with a story from Britain's declassified archives about a meeting which took place in 2001 between the then Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, John Reid, and Gerry Adams and Martin McGuinness of Sinn Féin. At the meeting, Mr. Reid admitted that the Blair government had turned a blind eye to IRA criminality in a bid to keep the peace process on track. Elsewhere this morning, Cork's iconic Shandon Bells are to be restored at a cost of €250,000 as part of a heritage funding scheme. That's in the Examiner. And that paper also has a story about a number of complaints which members of the public have made about having to climb over the gates of the People's Park in Limerick when they got locked in recently after the gates were closed. And there's another story in the back of the Examiner about complaints lodged with Kildare County Council about the installation of a hydroelectric generator on Strafan Weir at the K Club. Inland Fisheries Ireland and a local angling club both raised concerns about its potential impact on fish stocks on the Liffey. Justine McCarthy's column in today's Times is written in the form of an open letter. Dear Tipperary North voter, how dare you foist Larry on us all? Is the headline there. And finally, a number of today's papers run with pictures of a recent arrival at Dublin Zoo, the 5-week-old Eastern Bongo calf, classified as a critically endangered species, was born to 2.5-year-old Annabelle, who only arrived in Dublin from Belfast Zoo last August. We're told that her offspring had to be bottle-fed in the first few days because she was having problems suckling, but since then she's been thriving. And if, like me, you'd never heard of a bongo calf, it's a chestnut-brown animal that looks a bit like a deer with white stripes on its back. And there's a lovely picture of the new arrival in today's Star showing her bounding around her enclosure at Dublin Zoo.
I'd never heard of one either. Thank you very much. That's Fiona Kelly.